Okay, we're learning Daf Lamed Beis Lamed Beis, and we're starting from Yerushalayim. In our Mishnah, it sounded like that Yerushalayim is one of the walled cities from Yeshua Ben Nun, which is true. So it sounds like if you sell a house in Yerushalayim, it has din of Bata Yerushalayim. Right, the Gemara, the halacha is that in Yerushalayim, no one really owns anything, because this Tana holds that lo nischalka Yerushalayim l'shvatim, so no one can be kind it. So Yerushalayim yimichlepa. In Yerushalayim, there's a chalut. If someone buys a house from someone in Yerushalayim, does he have to keep it? By Tanya, Asara Dvarim Dem Yerushalayim, there's 10 things to Yerushalayim. One of the things are, Ain Abayis Chalutba. Another thing is no nega, different things like that. But one of the things is, Ain Abayis Chalutba. Abayis does not stay, does not chalut. Why not? Because Lo Yischalk Lo Shvatim. So how can you say in our Mishnah, Yerushalayim is one of the walled cities that have a din of Bati Yerushalayim, if Levaisa, there's no such thing as Chalutba? I'm Rav Yechron.
What should Allah be?
If it's not chalut, then you could be paid it forever, or you keep, or there's no. That's what I mean. You could paid. There's no ownership really on it, so no one can keep it forever, forcefully, I guess. See, we have before a shaila by hektish. If the vart is you always keep paid it, or the vart is you never you don't even have it for 1 year. Pasha means you always keep paid it. That's pasha that you always keep paid it. The real reason is that there's no chalut because it wasn't shakal shvatim, so no one could be kind of deresa. It really doesn't. You're always renting a house in Yerushalayim.
From who? From the original owner?
From the guy who had it before, but it's not original owner. There's no ownership, really. There's no ownership. If Beis Mikdash decides they want to make it, you know, the extension of Beis Mikdash, just take it away from you. So I guess Lashon Chalot, you can't say it's Chalot. It can't belong to anyone forever, because Yerushalayim learns Chalot L'Shvatim.
Then you shouldn't be able to be
paid
there either.
Wow. No, you paid it, right.
Who's paid
them? Right. No, you could take it, you could lease it. People lived in it, of course. People, but it doesn't become theirs.
Who's paying
them
to?
What? To the last person who had it before them. I guess the person who had it before them. What? What?
Who's he paid
it
to?
How did the first person get it?
How did the first person get it? That's a good question. I don't know. But the plan is not going to swap them. No, sorry about that. No, it's actually my chalikas in the Gemara. This, it's not like a kuyama, so, you know. It's going to be hard to find a way to pay money to because it was chalikas. They asked that. One could answer that. The chalikas spot, one could answer. Yeah, we don't put money on the chalikas spot. It's chalikas in the Gemara. It's chalikas even maybe tonight. If the chalikas spot them or not. It says, the Lashon Rashi in Bava Kamma is, Kedim bati yerchayim, ein bayit chalikas yerchayim, ela geula tiyaloyim yirtza ligol, you always could gail it, ve'im yigia yoyvel, yoytze b'yavik bati yerchatserim. That's what it says in the...
To who?
To
whom? It goes to the person before that, I guess.
Yeah, but he has to
give
it up.
What?
The last person before
that. Right, right. So who goes back? Goes back to the pot. Maybe the other goes back to the pot.
The
whole klai, so. And that would be better goodbyes. I'm reading what Rashi is. It's gulatil loyim yirtza, ligo, and we get yevel yirtza beyevel. Tell it goes back to him, rather. But, okay.
The house is not in Yerushalayim. That's not in Batei Rechayim. What?
That's called Batei Chaserim. So Batei Chaserim have the best of both worlds. You could paid it until Yovel, even right away, and it comes back to you with Yovel. That's in the Batei Chaserim, it's called. Batei Chaserim. We'll learn that later on. There's three things, really. Stei Achuza, Batei Chaserim, and Batei Rechayim. So we did already Stei Achuza and Batei Rechayim. We'll soon do Batei Chaserim.
But we're not saying that this is Batei Chaserim.
This is not about the Chaserim. It is very similar to about the Chaserim. It is. Because what the Chaserim is, it could be going on.
But there is an original owner by the Chaserim.
Right. Here it's learning Schakel Shvatim. Yeah. Yeah. Just don't. Yeah. So to Gemara, again, I'm telling you, it's Mechaikas really what the halacha is there. But yeah. Omer Yechanan. Kirshalayim. Right? That's Rashi in Baba Kama says that. You can play the Bev. Omer Yechanan. So what the Kash is, Hakku say Yerushalayim is Batir Yerchaimba. I invite Chalz Ba Omer Yechanan. Kirshalayim, Mekephas Chaim Maisu Benun. Using Yerushalayim as an example, as a city that Mekephas Chaim Maisu Benun. But like Yerushalayim, it's not Mamish like Yerushalayim. The Yerushalayim in a Bayez Chalz Ba. The Hakka Bayez Chalz Ba. Yerushalayim in a Bayez Chalz Ba. The Hilua Bayez Hakka Bayez Chalz Ba. The Bayez is Cholot. That means that we're just giving Yerushalayim as an example as a city which has a wall from Yeshua Ben Nun, not that it has dinim of Bati Yerchaim. Rav Ashi Yomah Dibin Teres. Lava Rav Yosef Treik Kadesh Ava, there's two Kadesh. Hachanami, Treik Yerushalayim, there's two Yerushalayims. Echanami, when it says Yerushalayim in Yehuda, it means a different Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim in Yehuda, there was, in Yehuda alone there's two Yerushalayims. One Yerushalayim is the regular Yerushalayim, the other Yerushalayim also had a wall from Yeshua Ben Nun and it has a din of Bati Yerchaim. Taisa speaks out that Rava, there was two Yerushalayim in two different regions. Rav Ashi's Mechash does that even there was two Yerushalayim in one region. That was the Chiddush of Rav Ashi. That's how he speaks out. So, tomorrow, a different Mahalach, why we mention these cities. Tanya. Rav Yishmael, Rav Yasi. Tanya Yishmael, Rav Yasi. Lama Manu Chachamas Elu. Why do we pick these walled cities to enumerate these walled cities? When the Bnei Agurla after the Golas Bavel came back up to Eretz Yisrael, they found these cities with Kitchum, and they Mekadosh it again. And Rishonos, the first walled cities, Batlu, they were Batlu the Kedushim, it's Batlu Kedushim the Aretz. Why? Because this man never holds Kedushim the Aretz, Rishonos, Kedushim the Shaita, like Kitchum lost love, it's not Kaddish lost love. That means, Rabbi Shmuel is saying the reason is only these cities have a din of walled cities. Why? Because only these they were Makadosh again when they came in second Mason Mikdash. Why dafka these cities that we count? Are these the only cities? Like our Namar, there are more walled cities. In the region of Oig and Reuven and Shev and Asher got, in the region of Oig and Sichon, there alone there were 60 ir. Like Ranama, Shishim ir, Kochava Agrib, Kol Eile Oram Betsurais. There were 60 walled cities in the Eva Yarden alone. So you only mentioned those? Elom Ochonimus Elu. Shekhusha Olbne Agarla, Motsu Eile, these ones they found, on the way in, they found these, the Kitchum, the Makadashit. Bring my Kitchum, I'm going to say soon, in the same Brysa, Lil Sarkhik Shinu, you don't have to Makadashit, because this man Yama holds that Kitchum is Shaina, Kitchum lost love. Elam Monum. When they came to Eretz Yisrael, they counted these. Le'elu b'vad elakol shetalach masaris v'yotcham v'secha. Shemekhef etzchayim masir v'nun. Anything that you know that was walled from the days of Shul v'nun. Kol mitzvah salah v'nehagisbah. Everything is knowing in these cities. Because kitchu v'shein kitchu l'shaita v'kitchu lost love. Because this man the Yamah holds the first kedusha stayed forever. So what do you see? The problem is the stira. Rav Shmuel Rav Yasi first says in the first Brysa that the reason why they counted dafka these cities because only these cities they were makadosh. And then it says, no, they only count these cities because punk these are cities. They came up and they saw these cities and they counted these cities. But they didn't need Kedusha, it says in the Braisa. So Stira, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yasi. So Abayi say Matrei Tanoi, Rabbi Shmuel. One shot is, there's two Tanoi according to Rabbi Shmuel. Well, Abayi say, Chad Benai, Rabbi Yasi, Amra. One of them is not Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yasi. It's Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yasi. The Tanya, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yasi, Amr. Asher Loi Chayma, Abish Eloi Achshav, Vayi Lekoy Mechayim is enough. So it must be he holds Kitcha Roshani Kitcha Lash Lava because right now he doesn't have a wall. So it must be it's working with the first Kedusha. Now, my time, what's the Makar for the Mandi Oma Kitcha Roshani Kitcha Lash Shaita like Kitcha Lash Lava? What's the Makar for the Mandi Oma holds the first Kedusha did not last forever? So the Makar is from a Pasuk, a Shvara Pasuk in Nechemia. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Vayasu Bnei Agoyla Hashav Menashvi, the Bnei Agoyla from Bavel came back to Eretz Yisrael. They made sukkahs. By Yeshu sukkah, they sat in sukkah. He loy also made Yeshua benun. From days of Yeshua benun, they did not make a sukkah. Came Bnei Yisrael. Ara yemahu v'atisimcha gedayla. They didn't. The word "came" goes together with that. The loy also made Yeshua benun came Bnei Yisrael. They didn't make such thing. Ara yemahu until that day, they didn't make a sukkah. V'atisimcha gedayla. Frank Demar. V'atisimcha gedayla. Frank Demar. Efsha ba David loy also sukkahs. Achabah Ezra? You tell me David and Malchus didn't have a sukkah until Ezra came? And the Mashal speaks out, they could have said, and what, Yeshua, Benun, and Shimshin, and Baya, whatever, Baya, they all didn't make a sukkah either? So that then wasn't fair, because until David and Malchus came, they were busy capturing Eretz Yisrael, it could be the Isaac and Mitzvah, Fatim and Mitzvah. But after David and Malchus came, and Shlomo and Malchus came, when they were already settled in, so the Kashis didn't make sukkahs? Ella, no, of course they made sukkahs. And when it says, it's not going on sukkah, it's not going on that. What it means to say is they didn't make a kedusha since Yeshua Benun's days. But Yeshua Sukkah, that's a new thing. Also, they didn't make a new kedusha since Yeshua Benun. Makash be also may Ezra, be also may Yeshua. Ma be also may Yeshua. Manu Shmitim Yevaylois. They started counting Shmitim Veyavil, Vekitchu Arichayim, the Makash Arichayim. Ah, be also may Ezra. Same thing in this time of second Mitzvah. They had to redo it again. Manu Shmitim Yevaylois, Vekachu Arichayim. So this is one raya that Kitcha Roshayna loy Kitcha lost love. They had to make a new kedusha when they came up to from Bavel. Another pasuk to this, Va'omer pasuk says in Devarim when they come back from Galus, it says, "Va'viyacha Hashem ankecha la'aretz sheyorshu avisecha to the land that your fathers were yerish. Ve'yirish don you'll be yerish." And we make a drasha. Makis Yerusha Yerusha Vesecha. My Yerusha Vesecha bechidish. My Yerusha Vesecha was with a naya chidish and naya kedusha. Called Dvar Malalu. All his, you know, all these things. Shemitah, Yovel, everything. After Yerusha Vesecha bechidish. Just like your Yerusha also, it came back above also bechidish. All these things called Dvar Malalu. So in Ma'aseh, you have two psukim that teach us that there was no kedusha when they came back. They had to do another kedusha. One pasuk says Kiloi also came. The other pasuk says, "Makas Yerushdecha Yerushda Vesecha." So, what's the other man do with this psukim? Beidach. Beidach learns that Kloy also came means that they were mevatel. Ezra was a vatel the Yitzhahara on Avodah Zara. Beidach the boy Rach by Yitzhahara the Avodah Zara ubatlei. The agin zchus alayu and was making them like a sukkah. So they didn't have sukkah since Moshe Menon because they didn't have the protection of the not having the Avodah Zara. If you look at this pasuk of Yeshua, it calls him Yeshua. In the pasuk, look at the lashon of Yeshua there. It calls him Yeshua. Yud Shim Shin Vav Ayin. Doesn't say his full name. Behind the carpet, cry alive the Yeshua. The Chalduk says Yeshua. Calls him Yeshua. V'chalduk says Yeshua, because it was a taina on Yeshua that he was not mevatel the Yetzahara of the Zara. Because Rachme, he didn't ask them about the Yetzahara of Vedazara to have a schus there at the Shul. They didn't have the schus there at the Shul to help him out to battle it. El Yeshua, to have a schus there at the Shul, and my little boy Rachme. Why wasn't he, why didn't he dive into the battle the Yetzahara of Vedazara? So it was a tie on him. So that's what the pasuk means. Kiloi also came by Shimonun, they weren't battle the Yetzahara of Vedazara. And the Rabbeinu Gershon learns that who had been to taina on anyone from Yeshua until Ezra, why was it about the Yitzhara? Rashi sounds like Zdafka taina on Yeshua. Well, expect tomorrow, what are the other pasuk? Ksiva Ashi Yarsha Vesecha Yerishta. Halka, when given the Yarsha Vesecha Yerishta Zata. That since your father was Yerish, the Yitzhara, you'll get it also. That means not a heckish, just means, just like your father was Yerish, you'll get the same thing. You don't have to do a new thing. Okay, we'll stop over here.